You are now listening to Goddess on the Rise podcast, the listening experience for the spiritually modern woman. I am your host, Goddess Queen Jamila Ossett, and I'm so excited to welcome you. Let's jump in. It clearly goes without saying that bad things happen in everyone's life, clearly, right? And if things have happened to you from the spectrum of small accidents, falling and hurting yourself in ways, or huge traumatic events, up to and leading to even death of someone that you love, there are lots of energy fields and emotions that kind of just pile up. Those emotional piles affect the entire body. They affect who you are in some cases, just depending on how big the instance is. And that effect can lead to some major changes in how you think, how you see people, how you respond to others, how you feel about others, how you feel about yourself. There's so many things that come up when tragedy strikes, when negativity unfolds into something that affects you and makes you feel different. And what we're going to do in this episode is we're going to dive into a deep understanding of healing, what it means when we say you have to do the work, and why you just can't move on, why you can't just say, well, you know, I've moved on, I don't think about it anymore, and I'm done with it. Why that doesn't work, and how the activities and the events of the past are still present until you acknowledge them. So talking about healing is a pretty sticky conversation. Most people would like to think that they're fine. I'm fine. You're fine. We're fine. Nothing's wrong. Even though X, Y, and Z happened to me 5 years ago, I'm okay. I'm good. And in real life, we know that everything is connected to everything. So we know that your hip bone connected to your bone connected to, like, that song, the connections of the bones and the connections of the bodies. Like, sorry, I don't know the lyrics. I don't know half the songs that I sang, but that song really alliterates the connection that we have in life to everything, you know. And I want to put emphasis on what sits at the core of healing. Because you are a spiritual being, you are spiritual, and then you're human. That means that the spirit is what facilitates all of the emotional pull. Your emotional well-being sits at the center of your spiritual well-being, right? Many of you who've had, or if you've ever had, a spiritual awakening or found yourself in a period of depression or just going through many things internally, what you realize is that there's a feeling attached to that, and then thoughts, and then, you know, imbalances and all kind of chemicals flowing around. So it's not just linear. This process is super spiritual, super emotional. And the spirit is really what holds all of the energy, and it holds the tank for our emotions. So when something happens in your life and it resonates, like it really resonates and it really impacts you on an emotional level, that is stored in the spirit. That's stored in your soul. And I want to give you a visual of how I paint that picture. I want you to think about your physical body and like just your physical body. Like here's your head, here's your neck, here's your shoulders, arms, hands, etc. Torso, legs, feet. That's one element of you. Then I want you to extract your soul. And when you think about it, when you visualize it, I want you to think about like a little ghost you being extracted from the physical body and being placed right next to the physical body. That soul is what we're talking about when we talk about healing, right? We know that the body can sustain wounds. You know, you can fall down and skin your knee when you're 6 years old and your kneecap heals up and you feel better. Your mom kisses it. She puts Neosporin on it and a Band-Aid and you're great. You're good to go. But when something happens when you're 6 years old and it doesn't necessarily show up in the physical, it could show up in the physical, but it hurts you at a very deep level, that energy is stored up in the soul. I want you to think and visualize that soul actually having a wound. That's what happens with things that take place in our life. When tragedy strikes, when trauma hits, it's our soul that is sustaining some sort of emotional wound. And I want you to be realistic in this visualization. I want you to be realistic in this example when I ask this question. How many hurts, emotional, deep hurts, have you sustained over your lifetime? Right? How many times have you tucked in or shelved some heavy ass pain that's taken place in your life? I mean, because this shit is real. It's real life. Things happen in your real life. And when those things happen, most often, more than not, you say, damn, that happened and it hurt. And for the most part, you kind of move on. You move on. You're a positive person. You're going to stay positive. You're not going to think about that. You're not going to be negative. You're not going to hold on to it. You're going to let it go. And that's great for the mind. So from that same physical body, I want you to extract a brain. It's great for the mind. That brain is like, oh, I'm going to let this go. But when you look back over to the soul is still hurting. There's still hurts. There's still wounds. There's still wounds. And what happens, again, in real life, is that soul moves on to engage in another relationship or another interaction with other people, but you're doing so from a wounded place. From a wounded place. So that is why I am strongly encouraging you to consider healing, to think about healing, to get curious about what you may need to heal, what may be lying beneath the surface for your soul, what your spirit may be craving right now in terms of healing, in terms of resolution, what wounds may need kisses and attention and acknowledgement. See, intuitively, you already know that healing is a whole thing. You know that. Like, you absolutely positively know that healing is a thing. But in that same regard, healing can be so confusing because it's like, what? Yeah, okay, how? What do I do? When do I do it? What are you talking about? It's a whole thing. But every single wound you sustain, it's real. It's not just something trivial. Your emotions are not trivial. How you feel about things are not trivial. These things impact you. They're big. So in order for you to understand, to have that deep understanding of healing, it's requiring you to look at yourself objectively and to see that we are made up of mind, body, and soul. And there's lots of things that we do to feed our mind. You know, we read books, we consume content, we think about different things. We can even meditate to feed our mind. We do things to nurture our body. We do our hair, for Christ's sake. We bathe every day. We brush our teeth, get dressed. You exercise. There's lots of things that you do to feed your body, to nourish your body. But when it comes to the spirit, when it comes to the soul, what? How do you nourish and nurture and maintain and caretake that big old beautiful radiant soul? How do you do that? And my message to you in this moment is, if you are aware that you haven't been doing a great job at the healing part, then that means that there is more for you to journey on and explore when it comes to your own personal healing. There's a chapter in my book where I talk all about different healing methods and just different things that you can utilize in order to sharpen your sword when it comes to this particular expression for you. But for right now, let's talk about doing the work. Doing the work. Oh boy. In the spiritual community, this is one of those phrases that is like passed around like holy water, okay? Doing the work, doing the work, doing the work. At some point, I'm probably going to coin another phrase because, geez Louise, every time I think about doing the work, I think of like an old Negro hymnal or spiritual and spiritual song, like, we're going to go out and do the work. We're going to go out and do the work. Like, it's doing the work, bruh. It's a whole thing. And with doing the work, what does that mean? Doing the work is like this thing where you recognize, like, okay, something is clearly up, right? I talk about the stages of evolution that I created, and the first stage of evolution, the first stage of transformation, the first stage of any up-level that you're doing is always awareness. So when you are aware, like, okay, something is up. Like, why is it every time I see a baby, I start crying? Why is it every time I get in a relationship, I literally find myself with the same person that I was with before? Just different face, different name, different circumstance, same situation. Like, why is it that I am just dealing with the same pattern over and over again? This fucking sucks. And when you realize that you're in a loop, then that is level one. That's stage one. That's awareness. And you get to make some really good decisions in this stage. From the stage of awareness, you get to decide, like, oh, I see this sucks and I want to do something about it. Like, I don't want my life to suck in this way anymore. Or I see that this sucks, and I know that if I applied a little bit of effort here, I could get this thing to change. So I'm totally optimistic about what can happen once I, you know, put my efforts and put my magic on it. And so you get to make that decision from that place of awareness. You get to decide, go forward or retreat. No, it'll just stay how it is. I'll just continue to deal with X, Y, and Z. And there are lots of people like that. There are lots of people who become aware of a situation or circumstance, a piece of their lifestyle that really doesn't work for them, and say, oh, well, and just continue to bear with it. Now, me knowing you, that doesn't sound like a thing that you're likely going to do. So you're probably going to be like, okay, I want to change this. Like, I want to do something about it. And once you decide that you want to change it and you're like, okay, this has to become different, I'm just not willing for it to stay the same anymore, then you enter into the space of figuring things out. And, you know, this happens on the physical level. You know, you can start to do different things, you know, instead of wearing socks that make your feet sweaty, you can start to wear sandals. You know, you start doing something. It just depends on what your situation is, but you start doing something, and that something ends up altering just the physical circumstances, right? But then you have to take it another layer further. You have to go deeper. And when you go deeper, then you hit the spiritual elements. And again, in the spiritual field, we call this doing the work. When you start to get to the spiritual elements, what you're doing is you are exploring and you are deep diving and you are pulling back layers to figure out, well, what's really here? What are the causes of this? What led to this hurt? You know, you may have tucked it in. You may have suppressed it. You may have ignored it. And doing the work means that you are pulling back the curtain so you can finally look at it. So you can finally see it for what it is. You connect with it. You feel it. You welcome that energy back into your existence and take the time to actually process it. Doing the work can be extremely painful. Extremely painful, especially if you're doing it by yourself. I'm just going to be honest. I don't recommend doing it by yourself. There's no reason to. There are like billions and billions and billions of people on this earth. So there's absolutely positively no reason to do it by yourself. None whatsoever. And if you're like, well, Jamila, damn it, I don't have anyone to do this work with. Like, I don't know anyone. I don't have those type of people yet in my life. Then I'm going to suggest that you join our group. I created communities for this. I created communities just for you. So you'd be able to have guidance. You don't have to figure it all out by yourself. You have support. So feel free to join one of our communities. Visit freethefeminine.com to learn more and figure out, okay, how do I join? It's a great time to join. It's always a great time. Well, it's really not always a great time. We're only open at a couple times during the year, but great time to join or to inquire or join our wait list. Right? Okay. Back to the podcast. So the healing process can be very painful. And it's one of the main reasons that most people don't want to do the work. A extreme example of what I think about when I think about people avoiding the work is what I observe when I go downtown Atlanta and I see homeless people who are also struggling from mental health issues roaming around the street. When you see that, when you see people who are in a very deep state of warfare, internal warfare, that highlights something for me. And I want you to just think about this for a moment. Imagine sustaining trauma. You know, I want you to think about whatever you think you refer to when you think about trauma. But I want you to imagine sustaining that times 10. And I want you to imagine sustaining that times 10 every year of your life, from the time that you're 3 years old to the time that you are 13 years old. So for 10 years straight, that's a lot of trauma. And after all of that, after 10 years of trauma, then you go on with life, but you go on as this super wounded person. And as the years go by, that trauma is just screaming out for your attention and screaming out for your help. But by the time you're 18 or 19 years old, having never processed any of this, you are medicating with drugs and with alcohol and trying to avoid whatever it is that took place. And this is the person who, you know, I'm just referring to what I think about when I see these people on the streets. So trying to avoid and medicate and, you know, drink it away, and having to stay in that place where they're medicated, having to stay in that place where they're drowning away those sorrows because it's too scary to feel. It's just absolutely terrifying to feel and to connect emotionally with what happened. It's terrifying. And after a while, after this pattern of just being on these drugs and avoiding these feelings, it's impossible to have relationships with others. It's impossible to live a normal or sustained life. After years of being on these drugs and drinking and all these things, it's impossible to have a normal relationship. It's impossible to have a regular life, go to work every day, maintain a home, plan for the future. How? How? When the reality of the trauma takes over everything. And eventually, the mental health issues become enormous. And the stories that have been told and are being told recurringly take over. This is a whole situation. This is not what I'm articulating for you is the process by which someone really loses their shit. And that is what I see every time I see people who are struggling in this way with homelessness and with mental health issues. That's what I think about. I think about traumas that were unresolved. And if we put it back to the physical body, think about the physical body. When you have, if your knee gets sliced open, you have to take medical action. You have to go to the doctor, because if you don't, guess what? Your knee could get infected. Your knee could be messed up. Like, there's lots of other things that could happen as a result of you not giving your body medical attention. It's the same thing with your soul. It's the same exact thing with your soul, which is why I encourage you to do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Don't be afraid of doing the work. Don't be hesitant to do the work. Roll up your sleeves. Get you an exit buddy. Get you an accountability buddy. And do the work. And if you're unsure about how to do the work, then I'm here to help. I'm here to provide you with resources. I have courses classes, workshops. We do workshops every month in the membership group. And those workshops are designed to teach you and guide you so you're doing the work and definitely not doing it alone. Why do it alone? No one needs to do it alone. You were alone when the trauma happened. You were alone when the tragedy happened. I am here for you now to help guide you through doing the work.
I am so grateful, grateful for every moment. I see the moonshine and I know mama's watching. I'm so grateful, grateful for every day. Father, sun, rise and I'll continue my way. I'm so grateful, grateful for every moment. I see the moonshine and I know mama's watching. I'm so grateful, grateful for every day. Father, sun,
this podcast has been brought to you by FreeTheFeminine.com, the go-to for the modern spiritual woman on a mission to evolve. And don't forget to download Rooted, a 3-part meditation series.